Fred Film Radio, International Film Festival, Rotterdam, Netherlands.
As I mentioned at the start of the show, Ikomete received a special jury prize in the main competition of the International Film Festival Rotterdam this year. And as an aside, I must say that it was also one of my personal favourites from this year's lineup in Rotterdam, at least of the titles I had the chance to watch. So joining me at this time is one of its lead actors, Jean-Christophe Folli. He is one of the lead actors of the film that is directed by Pascal Tagnati. Jean-Christophe, welcome to the Big Fred Tuesday.
Thank you.
So this interview is being recorded not long after the film that we're going to be talking about, Ikomete, has received a special jury prize at this year's International Film Festival, Rotterdam. So I'd like to congratulate you as a representative of the film and one of its lead actors on this victory.
Thank you for everybody, for the team. I'm really glad. Yeah.
So the film, just to briefly introduce it for our listeners, does follow the lives of the inhabitants of a Mediterranean resort in Corsica over the course of the summer. And while there are many characters in the choral movie, the character you play is kind of one that holds them all together, I feel, which is why I wanted to start off by asking you, how would you introduce the character you play to our listeners who haven't seen the film?
François Régis, this is the name, this is his name, is a guy who was not born in Corsica, actually. He was born in Africa, and he arrived in Corsica at, when he was 8, and he lived in the village, so he's kind of he became a member of the village, a guy who lives there, and he's part of the family, and he's from Corsica, and that's it. He's a guy from the village.
Did you have any problems identifying with François Régis? I'm talking about his personality, perhaps. So were there aspects of this character that you could easily identify with?
Yeah, to me it was interesting because I had to be François Régis is from the village. So it was interesting to go to the village for 3 times. I went 3 times to the village, and I met the people over there, and we got along well, and we kind of became friends. So it was really interesting for me to play somebody who was part of the village, and was quite silent and would not speak a lot. That was easy for me because I couldn't understand everything that was said all the time during the parties and everything. But the silent part of the character was close to me, I would say.
So you're not originally from a village like that, and you're not particularly familiar with a setting like that?
No, not at all. I've known Corsica for, I don't know, I would say like 10 years or 15 years now, because I'm friends with Pascal, the director, and we worked together on the play in Corsica. So that's how I discovered this region. And I came back to visit him on holidays, and that's how I discovered Corsica. But I didn't really know the language or the people in this village before he asked me to be part of the movie.
And do you think that helped you?
Yeah, of course. As an actor, I tried to take advantage of my weaknesses, so to say. Not being from Corsica, I transformed it into being silent and observing people and being a little away. But it helped me, and I didn't really question it because, people over there were just so great to me. So I had the feeling of being part of this huge family, and also in a way I couldn't understand every word they said, and every expression, and every how you say it in English, tradition. I discovered, and it helped me.
Would you say that learning is an important part of your being an actor?
Yeah. It depends on the project. It depends on the movie or on the play. But to me, it's really important. it was really great to learn to speak the language and to meet all those people and for the character to be true, I had to learn a lot and
Even beyond acting, would you say that you're a curious person or that you love to learn things about different traditions, different cultures, different languages?
Yeah, I love it, actually. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, everywhere I go, I'm lucky because I can travel by being an actor. So yeah, I learned to speak Italian because I worked in Italy, and I can't say I speak Corsican. Yeah, it's not true, but learning about the culture, the traditions. Yeah, I'm really curious. I'm really fond of the cultures. Yeah, I love it, actually.
And so going back to working with Pascal Tagnati, who is the director of the film, you mentioned that you knew him before. You worked on a play together and you've known him for a while. What's it like, that working relationship, if we can call it that? Let's say creative relationship, it's a better term. How would you describe it? And perhaps how would you describe the difference between his theatrical approach and cinematic approach?
It depends on the rehearsals in theater and in cinema with Pascal. It was the same. He's really, really precise, really exigeant. I don't know if in French the word is exigeant. Strict, really, really strict. And I mean strict by he wants something and he won't let you go until you find it together. But in a really smooth way, and he's really kind and Yeah, it's lots of work in rehearsals, in theater, and in cinema also. But then on the shooting, it was different because he was also an actor in the movie. So we were, it depended. When we had the scenes together, he was not the director anymore. He was just my friend in the movie. So I would forget about him being the director. In the theater, it was different.
It's interesting what you're saying, because for those who haven't seen it, much of the scenes of the film are shot in just one shot. There are no cuts to different angles, for example, which obviously this is a very specific stylistic choice. But I wondered whether this approach also benefited you as an actor. Was it different from anything that you'd ever worked on before?
Yeah, I would say because you don't have no choice but diving into the scene. From the beginning to the end. And it's like theater in a way. And it's not like in the other movies where you just have 30 seconds in this shot, and then 30 seconds in the other. And it's really cut. And now it's an adventure you can feel it when there is a scene, a 10 minute scene. We are five or six people and we don't have no choice but diving into the scene together, and it's like solidarity, and you can feel that we are really close together, and I liked it.
And what about the relationship between you and the camera in a shooting situation like that? Are you more aware of the camera?
No, I wouldn't say. I come from the theater. Me, I work a lot in for the theater and sometimes for the movies more and more. But I wouldn't say. I am aware of the camera. I mean, I know that. The camera is here, but I don't know how to move, really, where to stay and everything. So, but we shot like almost every day for a month. So in the end, the camera was here, and it was part of the movie. It was like another character. So, but we can watch it in the eyes, but I forgot about the camera at a certain point.
Did you do anything to encourage that feeling of familiarity with the other characters and cast members? I'm also asking you because, as I said earlier, the man you portray, François Régis, is the one who seems to interact with more characters practically than anybody.
No, I wouldn't say. I tried to do something. It came naturally, and because there were rehearsals first. Like a few months before, I met some of the other actors, not all of them. And then, we were in the village, morning, afternoon, evening, night, we're always together. So we talked a lot and, laughed a lot. And, so we became, really close. So it was not, volunteer. I didn't mean to create something. It came like this naturally. So yeah. And that's what I like about this movie.
Right. This is the first time we talk. So usually, speaking of being curious, I like to find out a little more about the person that I'm speaking with. And I guess a good place to start, and it's a question that I haven't asked you yet, and it might seem simple, but it's a good place to start when you want to get to know someone and their where their creativity comes from. But when did you think about becoming an actor, and what was it that drew you to thinking about becoming an actor?
I don't know. I don't really know. I think, when I was, 10 or 11, I used to play football and go to the theater also. And it was funny. I liked being on the pitch but I wasn't, good enough. I wasn't a great football player. And the theater, I really enjoyed being on stage. I really enjoyed it. And, then when I had to decide what I could do, I thought that, yeah, it was the best way to keep on working. I don't know. There are two different answers to this question. I said maybe, when I was 18, I decided to become an actor, but I didn't know because I would just play in front of friends or family. And, so it was always, the party. And then when I was 25 after school, theater school, yeah, I decided to become an actor. And so it became like a job. And, it's not always funny, sometimes hard. And you have to go inside of yourself to search, difficult things. And, yeah, so I decided twice to become an actor. Yeah. Mm.
So you mentioned earlier when I asked you about working with the other characters in the movie, whether there was anything that you did to kind of prepare for that relationship with the other characters. And you mentioned the word natural. So is that the same when it comes to working between the theater and the cinema? Do you approach them in a similarly natural way, or does your approach change whether you're working on a theater play or a film?
Yeah, it changes. Little by little, I understand more and more how cinema works. It's completely different. It's two different jobs, I would say. To speak really, schematically. I don't know if it's schématiquement in French. I would say, in theater, you have to show something. And, in cinema, you have to let people see something. And, to me, that's the big difference.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you've also directed for the theater, right?
Yeah.
So now the obligatory question is, do you nurture any ambitions of directing in cinema as well?
No. To me, it's like really complicated. I don't understand anything. I am really impressed by people who direct a movie about the light, about why do you decide to put the camera here or here with... I don't know. It's really too difficult for me. No, I couldn't do it. Really not.
The technical side, right? The technical side gets to you.
Yeah, the technical side. And, also it's not, I don't know. I enjoy, adventures like, this one in Corsica. And, the world of the cinema is, it's difficult. There's lots of, hierarchy and, I'd rather the theater, because theater is like more family and it's less stressful.
And how has it been this past year, given, you know, all the travel restrictions and the pandemic? What's it been like for you?
For me, it's been an opportunity to write a lot, to make music, and also to travel, actually, in a... in France, and I worked a little for another movie. Yeah, it was good.
So, you know, we talked about acting, we focused on acting, but you also write and you also make music.
I like it a lot.
360 degrees creative person then. A Renaissance man.
No, it's really interesting though, what you asked me about, when I decided to become an actor. It's about passion. And, what's complicated for me is, when you decide to become an actor, you decide to lose, your passion and, or put your passion at risk. And, so writing and, making music, to me, it's really important that it remains a passion. And,
And I guess it's also about embracing a lifestyle, right? That's maybe a little different from, the average lifestyle.
It's really different. And, in these days, with the crisis, with the virus and everything, you can really see it, how people who live, artists or work in cinema or theater, musicians have a big thought for musicians because it's really, really difficult for them. I mean, people who make it professionally. And you can see that you've made a choice for your life, and you can see if you really are into it or not.
Yeah. What kind of music do you play?
It depends. I play the guitar, and sing, and, I sing most of it. I'm really not a good, guitarist. I just make chords to accompany my voice. And, I like to sing and, to make a mix between, I listen to a lot of rap music, but, I couldn't rap because I have too much, respect for rappers. So I just sing lyrics and with my guitar.
Right. Are you listening to anything good at the moment? What's your jam?
At the moment, I would say, I dig into discographies. So I am in, three different discographies. I am in, Rick James. I discover Rick James, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, and Busta Rhymes also, and also music from the Island of the Reunion, Daniel Waro.
Wow, that's some eclectic stuff there.
Yeah,
I love it. Yeah, I love the way that you dig into discographies. That's what a real music fan does. You know, it's not only about the single songs. You dig into the discography. You gotta be respectful of that too, right?
I love it.
All right, Jean-Christophe, it's been absolutely fascinating talking with you. It's been a pleasure.
Me too. Yeah, I really enjoyed the interview. Yeah, thank you very much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.